In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning, at the beginning of the world, the very first thing that God did was order the chaos. The very first thing that God did was order the chaos. You know it from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, it says, but it quickly goes on to remind us that the earth was formless and void. Literally, it says the earth was chaos. And so the very first thing that God does is bring order to the chaos. And what this means, of course, is that God intended all of us to have lives that were ordered too. Lives that were patterned. Lives that were part of a disciplined routine. God wants each and every one of us to live an Eden life. A life where order reigns and chaos is absent. And so that is why today's gospel reading is so shocking. I don't know if you've ever known somebody with epilepsy. God forbid you have it yourself. I don't even know if you've ever witnessed somebody in real life having a seizure. I have, on one occasion, and it's probably one of the most terrifying things you could ever imagine. But it is terrifying not simply because a person shakes so uncontrollably. And it is terrifying not simply because, as the Father says in today's gospel, you're shaking so uncontrollably you could roll into the fire or into the water. Yes, these are all scary things. But the scariest part about having a seizure, about being an epileptic, is that it is an act of total chaos. Having a seizure is an act of total chaos. It is an action of disorder. It is an act that is anti-Eden. That is not the way God created us to be. You and I know well that there are all sorts of spiritual symptoms that come with the fall into sin. Things like anger and despair and pride, all those spiritual things that we have inherited because we're fallen creatures. But I would suggest to you that one of the greatest physical symptoms of our fall into sin, of our living outside the Garden of Eden, is the fact that people today actually suffer from seizures. That their bodies can become totally chaotic. Remember, the very first thing that God did was to order the chaos. And so today's reading from the Holy Gospel is not simply meant to demonstrate another miracle of Christ's, though it certainly does that. But the reading from the Holy Gospel for today is also meant to remind us of what can happen to our souls, to our spiritual lives, when we begin to slowly distance ourselves from God and from the plan that He has for all of His creation. Because our souls, just like the body of this young boy, can become epileptic. There is such a thing, I would suggest to you, as having spiritual epilepsy. It's the kind of situation where our spiritual lives, our souls, are totally out of control. And I don't mean that we live lives like that prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. That's easy to spot. But what I'm talking about is the kind of situation where our souls, our spiritual lives, are totally out of sync and out of sorts. Even in some of the most seemingly faithful people. It's the kind of situation where our souls and our spiritual lives are in total chaos. We are praying and fasting and praying some more. But when that doesn't work for us, we try something different. We go to confession with vigor and with eagerness and with frequency. But when that doesn't work, we try something different. We go on a retreat. We go to a monastery. And when that doesn't work, we try something different. None of these things you see are bad or wrong in and of themselves. These are all very good things. But when you and I are unwilling to stay the course, when we keep looking for the next best thing, the next best way to heal ourselves up, our souls and our spiritual lives begin to jump around and flail all aflutter on the ground, just like that young epileptic boy in today's gospel. Our souls suffer from epilepsy. Our soul seizes. But that is not the way that God created us to be. He created us for an ordered life, a disciplined life. A life that is structured and centered, a life that is always moving on its way back toward the Garden of Eden. You might be wondering, okay, if I have that, what does that life look like for me? How do I find my way back to Eden? How do I live this ordered life that God wants? That's a good question. I know one thing for certain, we can't figure it out on our own. You will only find the answer to that question by working with your spiritual father. You'll only find the answer to that question by working with the father you confess to. Because journeying back to Eden is something that happens together. But it is also something that happens uniquely for you. Remember, all pastoral care is always specific. What is needed for you may not be necessary for someone else. But all of us to a person, myself included, have a need for this kind of ordered life. A life that lives in orbit around Christ. A life that is lived in control and within God's gracious hand. A life that is lived in God's love. In today's gospel, Jesus says very forcefully, "Bring him here to me." We are all here. And Jesus invites us again. May he do for us what he did for that boy in today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.